One of the enduring images from New Orleans is that of streets full of flooded cars. Even now, long after flood waters have receded, mud-covered sedans and SUVs in New Orleans sit stranded on median strips and in driveways. Most of the cars will never run again and are destined for salvage yards. But to make sure that's the case, law enforcement and insurance companies are teaming up to prevent flooded cars from being resold to unsuspecting consumers. From New Orleans, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Lieutenant Alan Carpenter of the Louisiana State Police is a busy man. He's in charge of the state's insurance fraud unit. Along with power crews, insurance adjusters, and contractors, he says hurricanes attract scam artists looking for a way to use the catastrophe to turn a fast buck. Carpenter is in the parking lot of what was until recently a Winn-Dixie supermarket. Since Hurricane Katrina, it's become a dumping ground for ruined cars. Carpenter walks over to a purple minivan. Until the hurricane, clearly it was a family car. A Tweety Bird air freshener hangs from the rearview mirror. A child's doll lies on the floor in the front seat. The van's exterior is covered in a gray film of dried mud.
So you look at this on the inside, now you can see the mold. And the mud and mildew on the inside of the car, the mold is growing on the seats. The smell, it's pretty nasty.
It's hard to imagine that a car that spent days, even weeks, covered in floodwaters can be reclaimed and resold. Under the law, Carpenter says that shouldn't happen.
We would hope that the titling process would be able to track this. But we found through experience in the past that titles can be washed, titles can be claimed. So we're trying to provide an independent source that these vehicles can be documented.
On this lot and others in New Orleans, outlying parishes, and in Baton Rouge, investigators with the state police and the National Crime Insurance Bureau are collecting vehicle identification numbers, VINs from flooded cars, smashing windows when necessary. The numbers are going into a database that will be available to insurance companies, state motor vehicle agencies, and consumers. These cars can be legally sold as long as their titles show them as salvage vehicles, cars that were flooded. What's not legal is to hide that information from the buyer. Larry Gamache is with Carfax, a company that tracks vehicle histories.
We've seen in past natural disasters approximately half of the cars damaged due to water ending up back on the market as whole units. After Hurricane Floyd, which damaged about 75,000 vehicles, we saw approximately 30,000 to 35,000 of them end up back on the market.
In some cases, police say fraud rings will reinstall complete interiors taken from stolen cars into the flooded vehicles.
Hey, give me a tag.
Don?
I got one more plate for you. You took the one off the Chevy?
Yeah, DLA, yeah, you
Delta
got it.
Delta Larry Henry.
It's a painstaking process, recording VINs and license numbers by hand. Investigators are doing about 500 cars a day. With as many as 300,000 flooded cars in the New Orleans area alone, they expect this work to take a year or longer. Inevitably, though, police and insurance investigators say some flooded cars will make it onto the market for sale to unsuspecting consumers. Frank Scafidi of the National Crime Insurance Bureau says there are clear signs that careful buyers should look for. Mud or debris in the car's fuse box, for example, or in out-of-the-way places under the hood.
You get into parts either on the undercarriage or in the engine compartment that are covered by these little rubber boots, peel those back. Sometimes water will still pour out of there, or you'll get a whiff of the odor that you hear. Smell here so prevalently, and things like that are sort of big clues, and you should just stop your interest in that vehicle at that time.
Scafidi says anyone buying a used car should be sure to cross-check the vehicle's identification number against their database. It will soon be available on their website, nicb.com. Greg Allen, NPR News, New Orleans.